trophy set. It's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. On the scene, with something mean it's supposed to be. If you leave, but I told that be so awesome and that down and be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Guess who's back? What up, dope people? If you hear my voice, you already guessed it. I'm the host of this show. Gonna be a hype show. Don't believe me, just listen. What up, dope people? Ah, man, it's welcome to episode 117 of the Trophy Whores.
No. It's 117 of Cooking with Donnie.
Nah, I canceled that before we even started that. So that's a no-no. But yeah, it's going to be a short show. I'm going to try not to train wreck it. But in my defense, I don't know what goes on, but the last two times I hosted, the mic always messes up. I have notes, but the mic always messes me up, making me look bad. But it's going to be a short show because this one is a two-man crew this time with me. It's my most hated podcaster. Not saying he's hated by the people, but hated by me, RC Stash.
It's the only other minority on the Proven Gamer Network.
What's going on with you, Stash?
I'm doing pretty good. I got the central air pumping. It's hot as hell, but it's all good. It feels good here.
Why you gotta rub it in? I just had to cut my fan because it's... So that we can record,
just
man.
So the audience knows and feels how good it feels.
Oh man, I'm freaking baking already. I just cut it. Man, so just to keep things moving, let's move on to our trophy count like we always do on every episode, starting with you, Stash, since you're the only person here with me.
I am level 10, 669 trophies, and one platinum.
One plat. It's all good.
All you need is one platinum ring and you are ready a ball. That's all I need.
Yeah. True that. And yes, I don't know if you guys can hear that. That's just some fireworks left over. But then again, I'm in the city of Detroit, so it just might be the everyday life.
There's a possibility he could get shot.
Yeah, that's why I always record when I'm over at my grandma's house, really. I always record on the floor and play video games on the floor all the time. There you go.
That wasn't a firework. That was a shotgun shell.
My trophy status is level 23. TC count is 4537. And plat is 58. Working on 59. I got one more playthrough in The Last of Us. This is what I did. I didn't go to the three play because it's like a limited or three play unless you do that. Mm-hmm. That other stuff. What I did is played it on normal, went through it on Survivor, and I'm going through it on easy because right now, just so I can do all the in between trophies, like all the collectibles, all the listen to Ellie jokes and stuff like that. Mainly because when you play on Survivor, the game is already scarce on items. When you play on Survivor, it's extremely, extremely scarce on items. And you will not be unlocking all the shift doors or whatever doors you got to use the knife to unlock. You won't be doing none of that stuff. So on easy, you get like almost an abundance of everything. So that's why I'm doing it, and I got one more playthrough.
That's not that bad, though.
It could be worse. Yeah, the story could be sucky, and the game could be just as whack, but it's not, and I'm really not even tired. And I actually, when I get done with this, I'm just going to hop right back into Survivor's mode. I mean, Survivor, just because I'm just not tired of it. The game is just that impressive with me. Yes, I like it. Some people, I have listened to some people bash it.
I forgot who I was looking at. I think it was like on Twitter. And they were like, The Last of Us would be good If like they said something about it wasn't as good as they thought it was, and they thought BioShock Infinite was better.
Yeah, I also heard that same thing, that it ain't no BioShock. Well, first of all, BioShock first person, that's a no-no with me. Second of all, skip BioShock, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, it's not even that. It's a totally different type of game to me. Like, I look for a totally different experience from each different game.
Yeah, same here. And really, I haven't played any first person that isn't, like, technically almost every other first person.
No.
Yeah, that's just me. And that's not coming from an everyday, all-the-time first-person player. I just play first-person on occasion. But Last of Us, I'm still loving the heck out of it. And I'm going to continue to love it for at least another playthrough. Oh, let me tell you about my experience with multiplayer. You was in the Let's Play video with us. In the one that I don't know it has got put out yet, but the one that supposedly had not got messed up by whatever trickery Tricky be doing. But you see the Let's Play, I mean the multiplayer, I played it so much by myself. It's been like very rare when I find like another crew that'll roll with me and who will play it the way multiplayer is supposed to be played in The Last of Us. I freaking hate you Call of Duty immigrants that come over to Last of Us in multiplayer. They cannot
it's
play
literally
that.
They're just like charge
exactly
like,
and you can't play Last of Us like Call of Duty the multiplayer. You just can't. You have to be it's just like if you was playing single player with three other people, you would just have to play the exact same way. But it's heck of fun. It's like another experience of like, and put it like this, it's like a faster pace of Assassin's Creed multiplayer without being disguised.
Like, you just really need to
be patient.
Yeah, you have to just, you need to make sure that you're not gonna fucking bum rush and do dumb shit.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. Don't bum rush and do dumb shit. If you bum rush and do dumb shit, then you're probably gonna die.
Man,
a friend of mine actually mentioned that the easiest way that he does it is he don't even really go around anybody for like the first 5 minutes. All he does is craft. Yo, but the thing is though, the shit that you actually craft, you keep through death.
Well, that's only if you plan supply raid. It's two different versions.
Yeah, I really like supply raid anyway. I feel like that's
to me, it's a better multiplayer experience because you not only do you keep all your parts, which you will need to like buy weapons and armor and all that, you get and all your supplies carry over to the end of the game. And survivor, which is you can't die. When you die, you don't respawn. You have to rely on your team. And if you on a team who play Call of Duty all the time, you're going down first. And you won't be able to play again until all the Call of Duty immigrants are dead, which will be soon.
Yeah, it wouldn't take that long.
Yeah, I get so frustrated with Last of Us multiplayer. And it's not because of the game. It's because I always play, I call them Call of Duty immigrants and they're runners. I call them runners. And I always, you cannot play that game without a mic. You need a mic. And I'd be telling people, and I know they can hear me, and if you muted me, you need to mute me, or because I'm going to talk about you heavily. I'd be telling them, stop running, because when you run, the other player know where you are on the map. And I stop running. I don't even go around. I'd play the game the way you're supposed to play it. While they're running, I, you know, patiently carry my way around to try to flank them while the enemy going after them. I try to flank them and take them out like that because I just use my idiot teammates as pawns in my game. But Last of Us multiplayer is great. I love it. People, you had to get yourself at least a 4-man crew and play with them all the time because you're going to get some whack people playing.
The only thing that sucks is when you live, let's say you're playing with a 4-man crew like we were in the Let's Play. Yeah. You could get matched up against a 4-man crew like we did. They were probably together, and they shit on us like twice because they've been playing the multiplayer way longer, and they understand a little bit more of the mechanics.
Oh, yeah. I was like the kingpin out of our crew because you guys suck. I'm sorry to say it. I've been playing that more like crazy. I know ins and outs of like almost all stages, except for one freaking one that's like stupid. I freaking hate it. It's called Downtown.
I really don't like that map.
Oh, I hate Downtown map. Downtown map sucks. And it reminds me of hometown. My hometown. Yeah, if you a newbie in that game, playing with a lot of people who've been playing it for a long time, you're going to get dealt in quickly. Because those are the ones who kind of figure it out that you're a newbie to the game pretty quick, and they would Call of Duty all over you, and you're done. But for the ones who know how to play and they figure out real quick that they playing with some people who know how to play, they would slow their game down and play it the way they're supposed to play it, and making the game that much more enjoyable. It's like a great game of cat and mouse. But let's move it on to what have we been playing other than me playing Last of Us. What have you been playing?
I actually played, obviously, The Last of Us, and I played a little of Saints Row, the third, and I'm trying to get the plat in that, but the only thing that stinks about the plat in that is you have to play the entire single player with somebody.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
I didn't play my game at all, but it was all me, and I got the plat. You don't need anybody.
I thought one of the plats is you had to play cooperative through the entire single player.
Maybe for a DLC trophy, but nah, I never played with anybody in that game to get a plat. And I would help you out, but I played the game so many times, and I'd be seeing a lot of people playing that game like crazy. I'm like, now that I got net service for my short amount of time.
The reason why is because we got it for free.
Yeah.
For PlayStation Plus. So if you got PS Plus, you just get it for free. And the same thing goes with Battlefield 3. I honestly don't hugely like Battlefield, but I download it anyway because I have like a 500 gig PlayStation, so why not?
Throw it into the ones who don't have 500 gigs.
Yeah, like just throw it in there, see what fuck. I'll never play it. It's just there. I played Hotline Miami. That was pretty good. I like it a little bit more on the Vita, per se. But the only other thing I have played is I played Miramasa Rebirth on the Vita. I think that's good, but I'm going to wait until we either get it for free or it gets like a huge price reduction.
Well, you'll have to wait for probably not that much longer because you're a Plus member.
Yeah. Vita games usually go on sale quite quickly.
Don't really care for Vita, but carry on.
The only other thing is the one thing I do kind of want to definitely bring up is the summer sale. If you do not have any of the summer sale games and you do or don't have Plus, I would highly recommend checking them out. Because right now, you can get, like, Prince of Persia for $5. If you like Ratchet & Clank, if you have a PlayStation Plus, you get it for $7.50.
I do want that Batman Asylum.
Yeah, the Batman, if you're a Plus member, it's $5. What else? Oh, Shadow of Colossus is also $5 if you have PlayStation Plus. Yeah, listen, most people like it other than you. Next week, though, there's going to be better deals, and it's just so good.
The summer sale just won't be for this week. It'd be summer.
So far, it was a 2-week sale.
So, but we would have sales all through the summer.
I don't know exactly all through the summer, but
you can't call that summer sale.
It's called the Summer Blast. I'm sorry, not a summer sale. Summer Blast.
Yeah, and then, if it's not gonna go the whole summer, they should call it partial summer blast.
But next week, the 9th to the 16th, you get Fast and the Furious Showdown, which is like a I don't know
No.
$24 for that.
And you gotta pay $24.
Star Trek is $30. $32 bucks. Men in Black Alien Crisis is $20.
And I platted it, but I didn't buy it. Yeah. Painful.
Actually, what's really good is the Simpsons arcade game is $5 if you have Plus. I'm talking all Plus prices. X-Men, the arcade game is $5. Hitman Trilogy is $15. Lord of the Rings, War in the North is $5. The Silent Hill Book of Memories on Vita is $7.50. It's $7.50 for Lego Batman 2. For PS3, for Vita, it's $5. The Adventures of Tintin, who I don't know who the fuck plays that game, but that's $10.
Hey, ho. I try to play it because I enjoyed the movie.
I didn't watch the movie, so.
Oh, the movie is way better than what I thought it was going to be. You should watch it.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 is $5 if you have Plus. Lego Pirates of the Caribbean is $5 with Plus. Just Cause 2, actually, a couple months back, you got it for free.
Yeah, that's the only way you should get it.
With Plus, and now it's $8. So, you probably should have downloaded that shit the first time. The Prince of Persia Classics Trilogy for PS3 is $8.
I only really like the first one.
Tron Evolution on the Vita is $4. Alice Madness Returns is $4. I never played it. I know Tricky mentioned he was playing it for the platinum at one point.
I was playing it because it was intriguing for the PC. I seen it gameplay on the PC a long time ago.
Yeah.
And when it came out for the Station 3 with the sequel, but you get the first one if you buy it new. Get it free. And I played it, and I'm like, wow, this is like what the real story of Alice in the Wonderland really is. Like, I like when games and movies, if they take these old fairy tales or so-called fairy tales and show them in, like, somewhat of the real way they're supposed to be seen. Because none of these fairy tales, I said it before, none of these fairy tales are really fairy tales. Like, you got the freaking Mad Hatter, who was a freaking murderer.
Yeah, it's really not a fairy tale. It's more or less like a psychopath story.
Exactly.
And they put it in terms for kids.
Yeah, and Alice is a freaking psychopath.
Alice is more like the girl that got kidnapped. And she's just running through, like, Detroit, and they're just psychopaths everywhere.
Oh, wait a minute. Why I have to be Detroit? Why I can't be... Okay, Detroit.
But anyway, skipping past that one, the last one on the list they have, which I actually think is a pretty cool deal, Fight Night Champion for $6.
Oh, Fight Night Champion is that deal. It's the best one out of all the
whole. If you don't have PlayStation Plus, it's $12. But that's still pretty good.
Yes.
But if you have Plus, it's $6, which is like. I literally got a $20 PSN card for this sale, and I'm probably going to end up... I already have Simpsons, so I'm not going to get that. I'm probably going to end up getting the $5 X-Men, and then Fight Night Champion, and then probably the Prince of Persia Classics.
Gotta get Fight Night.
Yeah.
Fight Night I recommend, and I also recommend for anybody who play games patiently... And don't mind, like, the slow pace, but a still awesome game is the Hitman trilogy. And
Hitman's okay, too.
And the Absolution, the new one, also get it. I got mine free from Gamefly because, you know, I saved up my little coupon points and boom.
I got mine when it went on sale for $15 at my job.
Yeah, it's great. I like the Hitman series. And they go in order. Each game... picks up where the last game picks up. You know, the story continues. But that's all you've been playing?
That's pretty much it, and that's the summer sale.
Oh, but you haven't been playing the summer sale. You just was
before the news started, I figured I'd give us a little extra news.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to have news on a news video game talk show.
That's just in case shit happens. We covered a little bit of news, just in case.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's get on with some more news, starting off with our first topic. It would be Warrior's Lair, the action RPG, which debuted on PS Vita and the Station 3 cross gameplay at E3 2011, has been canceled. And Sony, they said that the game will no longer see the light of day. Which, in my opinion, just to cut the news short a little bit, I say it's a higher percentage of games that get brought back out or picked up by someone than it is than games that don't get picked back up. So I would say this game will see the light of day sometime in the future.
Yeah, they thought so. They thought so.
Yeah, they thought so, and they saying it now. It won't see the light of day, but I say somebody's going to pick it up. Okay. Yeah, Sony Entertainment can confirm that Warrior's Lair is no longer in development, which right now is going to be, I say it's going to get picked up. I really don't care about this game. It's one of those like dungeon crawler type games, RPGs. That's merely your field, Stash, so I really don't care. I just thought I'd put it out there because it's news.
Nah, I mean, the Vita game, I thought people really wanted, like, it was really supposed to be, like, popular. And then they just kept bringing it up, and I guess Sony just put the kibosh on the idea.
I don't care. Especially about anything about Vita. Let's have a GTA 5, which I'm not that excited about until I actually get my hands on it just to see what it's about. I'm really hoping they go back to the qualities of San Andreas, the best Grand Theft Auto game. And I really, really, really hope they do. But they said that it's going to be 2 discs for what? Why? Okay, first of all, Xbox going to get a 2-disc version when it ships out. And one is for one. The first disc would be for installing, and the next disc would be for gameplay. Station 3 version would get one Blu-ray copy. You know, that's all Station get is Blu-rays. And there would be no swapping. Now, well, I do understand why, because Xbox is whack. It can't hold that much power that the Station has. So I assume that's why it's getting the 2 discs. But I thought we were past those days.
Well, I feel like the reason why you'd have to install it on the PlayStation as well.
You're gonna have to install it on both. Well, systems,
I'm just saying the reason for the install is that your shit literally could just load up the game mad quick. Because imagine, I know you don't ever play like PC games or nothing, but imagine you were playing a PlayStation 3 game, right? And every time you started the game, you had to wait 15 minutes for the game to start.
Well, yeah. It happens like that with Metal Gear 4.
Yeah. So, well, but I'm saying is, like, they're trying to make it so you don't have to do that. They're making it so, like, yeah, the game's going to install, and that's great, but I'm sure the install is not going to be huge. I'm sure it's going to be, like, maybe 4 gigs, maybe 5. If it's more than 4 or 5 gigs, some people who have old-ass PlayStations are going to be in trouble.
Well, okay, me personally, I never was a really had a big deal with the installing of games. I kind of figured, like, hey, it came with the next-gen system, so you're going to have to just deal with it. So I never really made it a big deal about the installing, but after it installs, I would hope that I don't have to wait for loading time when I walk through a door. I will hope I don't have to wait through loading time when going to one scene to another that's not a cutscene. But, you know, just once they load, no more loading. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, you don't get what I'm saying.
No, I get what you're saying. It's just like, I don't know. I never really had big issues with games loading on the PlayStation or even the Xbox.
Yeah, same. I never really had a big deal either.
The old systems, you had a problem because the old systems didn't have shit for memory. And the games were caked on the discs with loads and loads of protection. Nowadays, I feel like the protection's the same, but the games are just easier to crack. That's why people put, like, crack games on the internet.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's just, I don't know. I feel like technology has just expanded so greatly compared to, PlayStation 2 and the original Xbox. So that's why you never had to wait, like, fucking 16 hours to just sit there and go, oh, well, I'm gonna go and order pizza and come back and my game will load.
Well, you can do that for an installment. You can do
No, yeah, you can.
that.
Well,
But
when you play on the Xbox, you could install games and it would take a while. But even so, I really didn't feel like a huge difference unless there was a game that they said, hey, you should install this game because it'll run smoother and no glitches. Then you'd have to do it. But other than that, I don't see an issue.
Yeah, same here. Okay, moving on to some more Grand Theft Auto 5 news is that, okay, I'm gonna read this one. Now they're saying that Grand Theft Auto 5 would be a huge threat to the next gen consoles, PS4 and the Xbox One. I freaking hate that name, Xbox One. I'm calling it Xbox 3. You wanna get at me about it? I don't care. Xbox 3. I'm gonna just break it down right now. Basically, they're saying with the next gen coming out, Grand Theft Auto 5 will make people hold off on buying the next gen consoles, which, in my opinion, I don't think so because both consoles are sold out almost everywhere now. It's hard to find any one of them for a pre-order. And yeah, they don't, neither one of them really have a strong, lineup for, day one releases. So how do you feel about that? I don't think it's going to be any difference.
Honestly, here's the thing, how I feel about it. It's if you have a PlayStation 3, right? And you're like a PlayStation person, you're gonna get the PS4 at launch. I am. I know some a lot of people are too. Pre-orders have been selling like crazy.
Nope.
I know you're not, 'cause you po. It's just a po thing. But regardless of the fact, people who everyone knows, it's been common knowledge that the Xbox One and the PS4 are not backwards compatible. Okay? So there even so, no matter what anyone in journalism says, if you want a PS4, you're still going to buy the PS4. If you have the money for it and you want it, you're still gonna get it. Regardless if you can play Grand Theft Auto on it or not. Like, 'cause you're still gonna own. If you bought Grand Theft Auto before the PS4 comes out, you obviously own a fucking PS3. And you know that the game is not backwards compatible. The PS4 is not backwards compatible. So if you already knew that you were gonna get a PS4 and you have a PS3, play the motherfucker on the PS3. So I just don't see the point of saying, like, I could see if Sony and Microsoft were like, well, we don't know, it could be backwards compatible, and they didn't give you a fucking answer. Then you're kind of sitting there holding, well, maybe I'll keep this shit longer. But if you already know the deal, you could adjust accordingly to whatever you want to buy. And like, the game comes out in September. That's 2 months. Allegedly 2 months between, for let's for Xbox, wasn't it like November like 14th or something Xbox comes out? That's roughly 2 months. I'm assuming the PlayStation's gonna come out around that same exact time frame, week before, week behind, whatever, that week. That is enough time for you to say, I'm going to beat Grand Theft Auto. If you're buying Grand Theft Auto, you're probably gonna beat it, or play it in multiplayer, or whatever you want to do with it within 2 months. Unless, like obviously like you're like a journalist and you review a lot of games. Then you might be somewhat behind the times. You might be a couple, like a month back of game releases. But even so, you're gonna play the fucking game.
But yeah, and let's just say, Grand Theft is just one of the few games that's that's not coming out for the next gen. You got GTA 5,
Saints
Splinter
Row the Fourth.
Cell, Saints Row 4, Gran Turismo 6,
Yeah.
and that just those
They're
games won't be
encouraging
on.
you to still play the PlayStation 3. That's the one thing that I enjoy about Sony, is regardless the hardware is old, but They're still encouraging you to buy games for it.
Yes, they are, but they're not going to just cut off Station 3.
No.
And I'm quite sure later on, these are either going to get ported over, because that's what Sony and these game companies are all about now. They're porting over games like crazy. These games are going to get ported over to the Station 4, or to come out with their own version. Of course. Come on now.
Okay. I'm just going to say, I'm going to continue what you're trying to say. When the PlayStation 2 was out, Need for Speed Carbon was out for the PlayStation 2. That was a title that came out with the Xbox 360, because the PlayStation 3 wasn't out yet. When Need for Speed Carbon came out, that was also a launch title on the PlayStation 3, even though it released almost a month and a half before the PlayStation 3. So
here you go.
Yeah, like, there's certain, like, obviously Grand Theft Auto, like, car games are easy to port because you're just really updating graphics. Grand Theft Auto, there could be a port to it, but even so, it doesn't matter. Like, if people really want to buy the game, it's not like a shitty game. It's not like someone saying, oh, well, Ridge Racer 4 is coming out for the PS3 at the end of the cycle.
Oh, wait a minute. You said it's not like it's a crappy game. Well, Grand Theft Auto 4 was some crappy game.
Grand Theft Auto 4 was okay.
No,
I didn't think
okay.
It was crappy. I didn't think it was the best one of the series. But I thought, like, the old school ones, I just didn't really enjoy any of those. Like, I thought 3 was good. Vice City was really good. San Andreas was probably up, like,
the best.
Yeah. No, San Andreas and Vice City for me were probably, like, equal. It's just that San Andreas had more features in it.
Yes, making it the best.
Nah, I wouldn't say it. In my eyes, I don't know. I didn't really like playing as a black guy. I felt like it was a stereotype. You understand that's the reason why in the new one that you play as three different people? Because they didn't want to have it be prejudice?
Oh my goodness. Can we stop it with this so-called, I'm afraid to offend somebody. I'm afraid to be, come off racist. I'm afraid of this. Stop it, people. And you so-called sensitive people, just shut up crying. Yes, it's not going anywhere. It's been here since day one, and it's not going to go away. Use it to your advantage. Matter of fact, laugh at it, because I laugh at it every day.
Well, anyway, now that we're done with the racism, let's continue on. I don't really know if the next topic at hand is really fit for the show, but I'm just going to put it in here just for shits and giggles. Donnie really loves cosplay, and especially of Mass Effect 3, and someone has done an ED cosplay of Mass Effect 3, and that's it.
Yeah, that's why I put it in there. No, I do like cosplay. Yes, I titled this topic, I put this in the show because I like cosplay. But this is like one of the best costumes I ever seen. This is so radical. And come on, who don't want to bang Chun-Li? Okay? Who don't want to bang that chick from what's that game we just got from talking about with Last of Us? Bioshock chick.
Bioshock?
Yeah, the Bioshock chick with the blue
vest. Elizabeth?
Yes! She got a very cute face. She's not as thick as I like them, but very cute face. So that's just something I just throw in there. Because Tricky would have had something to cry about. But guess what? Tricky ain't here. It's my show now. And that was my last topic of this show. Yeah, I told you people it's going to be a short show. Yeah, it wasn't that much news out. So you want to just chit-chat for a little bit? You got any? It's no question of the week either. So you got any question?
Let's see. What's coming out recently? Or what's going to come out soon?
That's funny. What's coming out recently? That sounds like one of my texts.
The question of the week is, If you would buy Grand Theft Auto 5, would you buy a PlayStation 4 if you're already going to?
Okay. Since it's just me and you here, since you asked the question, I guess I go first. I will have to rent this one first because after I play four, I'm like, I'm not spending my money on another Grand Theft game until it comes back out with that San Andreas feel. I hope this one is. It's getting so much media play out there that I just hope they bring San Andreas back plus more. So, me, I'm getting Station 4. Not day one, after yours blow up and Tricky's blow up and whoever else get it blow up, then I go get the ones that come after the ones that are going to come after that. And that there, people's going to bring it to the end of the show. Got some sweeping up to do. Man, I did not want to clean up, but I got to clean up because I'm the host of this show. Proven Gamers looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and yeah, the all around everything. If you can do any one of those, hit us up on Proven Gamer. It's the application things you can fill out, tab you can fill out. Go there, fill it out. Sure, we get at you. I'm not hiring nobody. Don't bring them my way. We also on Stitcher. Go to Stitcher, listen to us if you don't want to go to iTunes. We'll be sponsored by. Introduce my own self. We're on Twitter. You can follow us at Proven Gamer. You can follow us at Trophy Horse. You can follow us on Facebook. Also, check us out on Facebook. You can follow us individually at Tricky Mick. You can follow me at Young Twist, YUNTWIS. You can follow I yield to no one at I yield. You can follow Stash
At
at.
RC Stash.
There
No
you go.
spaces, obviously.
No spaces because he don't like spaces. We're on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in official Proven Gamer, check out the videos. I've been lazy on my movie reviews. I've seen quite a few movies. I've just been lazy on making them, the making a video. So my bad. I'm gonna try to get to them this week. So be patient. And iTunes, you already know. Go to iTunes. Tell me how good I did this time if the microphone didn't mess me up. I feel like I did a good show. Rate me on iTunes. Leave a comment. Answer the freaking question, listeners. You guys get on my nerves not freaking answering the questions. Go to provengaming.com. Do all the good stuff. Listen to our past shows. You can also leave us a voicemail when you go to provengaming.com. It's right there, this little tab. So you go to the page, it's a little tab that pops up. Leave a voicemail. Do it. Do it. You can also be reached on the phone. It's 330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369. And no, we didn't have to patch it to make 6-9 the last two digits. I think that's all the cleanup. Shout
Well,
outs.
that's it. And
Yeah.
I'd say this show was pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. For a two-man crew.
I mean, there's only so many opinions we can give out together, but you
Yeah,
know,
it
whatever.
is. And I'm not one to argue. And
And for
I
the
don't like
Cooking
to
with
argue.
Donnie show, number 117, we will be off.
You got no shout outs?
Oh, shout out, fuck shout outs. No. No one gives a fuck about me on this show. I'm out of
Man,
here. Peace.
I was just playing when I said most hated by me. I don't hate you, man. I'm just playing just for the show, man. Just for the show.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going. It's
All
done. I'm
right.
stopping it now. I'm done here. Fuck Trump. I'm out. Peace.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puppy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squaw.
Yeah, for sure. And I'ma download some more. And I'ma let people know. Y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.